911, what's the address of your emergency?
When Patrick McCage called 911 from Interstate 70 in Vail,
my wife is pregnant with a breech baby.
He thought he still had some time.
Can you see any part of the baby now?
No, not yet.
But his wife was in labor and needed an ambulance to get to the hospital fast.
How many minutes apart are the contractions?
About two.
Then, seemingly out of nowhere,
baby's coming now.
It was go time.
Okay, listen carefully and do exactly as I say. Where is she now?
In the passenger seat of the car.
Patrick was going to have to help his wife deliver right then and there on the side of the freeway.
Okay, I'm gonna help you deliver the baby, okay?
But before they could even get his wife in position...
Okay, I got the baby out.
The baby's out already?
Yes.
Well, sort of. The baby's body was out, but being breech, its head was still stuck.
Okay, this could be a difficult delivery, okay? Listen carefully and I'll tell you exactly what to do next, okay?
Okay.
Can you have her bend her knees?
The baby's head still not out, the umbilical cord wrapped around its neck four times.
Is the head stuck inside or is it out?
Yes, head stuck inside.
So, okay.
The umbilical cord's wrapped around.
The ambulance a ways away. At one point, even the 911 call taker seemed to be at a loss of what to do next.
Can I cut the umbilical cord that's wrapped around his neck?
I don't think you want to cut it. Are you able to? Okay. Is the head out?
It's wrapped around like four times.
But then.
Oh my gosh. We got it. Oh my gosh.
Is the baby out?
The baby's out.
The baby was out, not crying, but out.
Can you tell me what's happening now?
Patrick put down the phone and carefully removed the umbilical cord, and almost immediately, that sound every parent knows. That cry of a newborn.
Oh my gosh.
And then relief.
What
the call taker didn't reveal to Patrick, it was her first birth on the phone.
Does this happen very often to you?
You know, it doesn't really, no.
Oh, one last thing. They still had to cut that cord.
Yeah, you want to tie a string around it. If you have one, you can use a shoelace.
Then, finally, a police officer arrived to help out.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let you go. Good job, Patrick.
Both baby and mom are doing fine. Alex Stone, ABC News.